Continental Celebrity Club. The Continental Can Company presents the Continental Celebrity Club with our own young comedy star Jackie Kelp, the songs of Margaret Whiting, the music of Ray Block's orchestra, and as our special guest tonight, the great Hollywood star, Pat O'Brien. And here is your host, John Daly.
Thank you, Bill Cullen, and good evening, everyone. Pat O'Brien and Jackie Kelk will be on hand in a few minutes. But first, Margaret Whiting, whom we nominate modestly as one of the first ladies of song, starts the evening with Taking a Chance on Love.
Here I go again. I hear those trumpets blow again. All aglow again. Taking a chance on love. Here I slide again. About to take that ride again. I'm starry-eyed again. Taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were a frame-up. I never would try. But now I'm taking a game up. And the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now. I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have our happy ending now. Taking a chance on love. Here I slip again. About to take that tip again. I've got my grip again. Taking a chance on love. Now I prove again that I can make life move again. I'm in the groove again. Taking a chance on love. I never dreamed in my slumbers and bets were taboo. But now I'm playing the numbers on a little dream for two. I'm wading in again. I'm leading with my chin again. I'm starting out to win again. Taking a chance on love.
You're listening to the Continental Celebrity Club, brought to you by the Continental Can Company, makers of cans, of clean sanitary paper cups, and other paper containers, of fiber drums, of bottle caps, and plastics. The containers made by Continental Can Company bring you many products you use every day. Lots of your favorite food products are packed in containers made by Continental Can. So are many nationally famous drugs, motor oils, paints, and thousands of other things. For Continental containers serve behind the scenes, behind the labels of America's finest products.
Margaret Whiting has proved the old saying that music hath charms to soothe a savage beast. To illustrate another old adage, laugh and the world laughs with you, the Continental Celebrity Club calls in its young comedy star. Here he is, the fellow with the face girls never forget. Although they certainly try. Jackie Kelp.
Hello. I don't feel so good tonight, Mr. Daly. This afternoon, a piano fell on my head.
A piano?
Uh-huh. Some men were hoisting a piano to the top floor of an apartment. I tried to help. While they were pulling on the ropes, I yelled, "Heave ho!"
Well?
They thought I said, "Leave go." And before I could get up off the sidewalk, a big crowd collected. In the excitement, somebody stepped on my pipe.
Well, that's nothing. You can always buy another pipe.
Mr. Daly, this was my windpipe. And before I knew it, they picked me up and took me to a doctor. He put on his glasses and looked into my right ear.
And what did he see?
My left ear. Then he said, "I wonder if the accident affected your brain. How much is 8,473 minus 2,852? I said 5,621. Does that prove my brain is all right? He said, no, but thanks for helping me figure out my income tax.
But, Jackie, didn't he give you any treatment?
Oh, sure. I told him I was dizzy, so he gave me a salt tablet, a mustard plaster, and massaged my face with olive oil.
Salt, mustard, and olive oil?
Mm-hmm. I said, doctor, will this cure me? He said, no, but if I put a piece of lettuce on your head, you'll make a beautiful salad. But the next time I have an accident, I'm going to give myself first aid.
Do you know how to give first aid?
Why, certainly. Once my uncle cut himself while he was shaving. I knew what to do.
What?
I put a tourniquet around his neck. My uncle was so mad he never talked to me again. Come to think of it, he never talked to anybody again.
Well, Jackie, even though you go around getting put on the head with pianos, you'll probably live to a ripe old age.
Oh, boy, I hope so. My grandfather lived to be 90. My other grandfather lived to be almost 100. And my great-grandfather died at 109.
He died at 109?
Yep, 109 West 39th Street. But my accident wasn't the only excitement I had this week, Mr. Daly. Last night, our house was robbed. Some crook broke in and took all our silver.
All the silver?
Uh-huh. 3 dimes and a quarter. Then he went into my sister's room and he took her chin chinchilla coat.
Her chin chinchilla coat? Why the double chin?
She eats too much. Then he broke into my father's room and he stole his gold elk's tooth. My father's brokenhearted.
Why?
Well, he looks funny with that empty space in the front of his mouth. Well, Mr. Daly, Pat O'Brien is on the show tonight, and he's played a lot of detective parts in pictures. Maybe he'll help me catch the burglar.
I'll tell you how to catch a burglar, Jackie.
You, Mr. Block?
Why, sure. I've worked on dozens of crime cases. And my motto is, cherches la femme. Find a woman.
And then?
Oh, nothing. The women I find, I'm only too happy to lose again.
Listen, Mr. Block, maybe you can help, but I doubt it. I saw the crook making his getaway in the dark. He was wearing brown pants with white stripes, 2-inch cuffs, and a small patch on the knee.
If it was dark, how can you be so sure?
They were my pants. But have you really had experience solving crimes, Mr. Block?
Of course. Last Christmas, there were a lot of robberies in my neighborhood. So I stood watching my house.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, at midnight, Santa Claus came down the chimney, took my wallet out of my desk, and started to climb out the window.
Oh, well, what did you do? Hit him with a chair?
Are you crazy? If I did that, he wouldn't bring me any presents.
Oh, I never thought of that. Jackie. Hello, Margaret.
What's all this about your house being robbed?
That's right, Margaret. You know, there was a bottle of scotch on the table, and the burglar left his fingerprints on it. We sent the bottle down to police headquarters.
Well, what was the report?
Thanks. Could use 6 more bottles and some ice cubes. You know, this sort of thing could develop into a crime wave.
I know. Last night, a tall, dark, hairy, handsome man walked into my house with a gun.
Did he steal anything?
No, he just kissed me and ran out. Naturally, I screamed.
And?
It didn't do any good. He wouldn't come back.
Oh, well, the guy who robbed us isn't going to get away with it. I'm going to ask Pat O'Brien to track him down.
Good. We'll help him. We'll trail the burglar to his hotel room. Pat O'Brien will crash open the door with his shoulder. I'll rush in and crack a lamp over the crook's head. What will you be doing?
I'm still downstairs. I noticed a very interesting blonde in the lobby. Anyway, Mr. O'Brien can handle this by himself. I once saw him in a picture where he rounded up 22 crooks single-handed. Boy, what a fight. He knocked them all cold. But as soon as he turned his back, one of the crooks got up and shot him.
Mr. O'Brien should have been wearing a bulletproof vest.
He was. But where the crook shot him, a vest wouldn't do any good.
Ray Block and his orchestra now swing into line with a special arrangement of an old tune recently revived and achieving new national popularity. Who's Sorry Now?
say some people just live to eat, while others, well, others eat to live. No matter what you do, this much is certain. You just can't go wrong when you have canned foods as part of your meals, because foods for canning are select foods, carefully grown, carefully harvested, and scientifically packed in hermetically sealed continental cans. And this scientific protection locks in all the food's wholesome goodness. It locks in the fine flavor of the foods, too. And all the superb taste and super nutrition stays locked in till you open the can in your kitchen. That's worth remembering. Because when you open a can of food, you can be sure it has never been opened before.
And now, our guest for this evening, Mr. Pat O'Brien.
Good evening, folks. Nice to join you here at the Continental Celebrity Club, and if you'll let me buy this next round, I'd like to do an original radio sketch with Miss Elsbeth Eric. It's called The Inside Story. This story wouldn't make page 10 of the newspaper I work for. Happens every day in the week. Only this time, it happened to me. I've heard lots of ambulances in my time. Hear one, well, almost every day. Without even wondering who's inside or who got hurt. Or what they'll pull through. But this time I really cared. This time I was sitting in the jump seat beside the stretcher. And the woman lying there was my wife.
George. George.
It's all right, honey. Everything's going to be all right.
Not lying to me, are you?
What do you mean? I wouldn't lie to you at a time like this. I love you too much.
I love you, George.
Oh, I love you. That a girl. But I was lying. I knew what the score was. I was scared to death she'd go on me before we even got to the hospital. Oh, gosh, Laura gone before we'd even lived. That's what hurt the most. Knowing we'd never even live. Funny how you go back over the years when somebody close has a chance of dying. Thinking about the way it might have been and the way it actually was. She was awfully pretty back there in Springfield when I first knew her. I was just a punk newspaper man trying to get someone in a local paper. She did some work around the office.
Have you finished with that story yet?
Yeah. I'm finished for good.
George, what are you doing?
Saving the old man a little trouble. Throwing this one out myself.
Well, what's the matter with it?
Well, come, Laura. Doesn't say anything. On top of that, it stinks.
That's what you said about that last story you wrote.
The old man said about it, too. He knows I can't write anymore.
Why not, George?
Because I got to get out of here. If I wrote my heart out for 50 years, I'd never get anywhere in this sheet.
Oh, that's not true. Somebody will see your stuff, George. Somebody will come along and give you a good job and a big pay.
That's a dream, kid. People don't beat a path to your door anymore. Even if you got the best mousetrap in the world. You still have the cat somebody in it. That's why I'm picking up steaks.
Where are you going?
I'm going back to look for a job in a New York paper.
But, darling, what about us?
We'll have to wait, baby.
No, I'll go with you.
Oh, don't be a chump, Laura. I can't marry a girl on the salary I'm going to make. Probably won't make any.
Then I'll get a job.
You stay right here where your folks can take care of you.
Don't you want to take care of me?
Oh, stop it, will you? You know I don't want to leave you.
Then when are you coming back?
When I can, Laura. I'll come back when I can. It was a long time coming back. 4 years, almost. By that time, the war had started. By that time, Laura was down south somewhere, training in the Women's Army Corps. And I was just getting ready to go overseas as a correspondent. We didn't see each other that time. We didn't see each other till Paris in the fall of 1944.
George! George!
What?
George!
Well, for crying out... Honey, darling, baby, let me see you. Let me look at you. Oh, let me hold you a second.
George, please, everybody's watching.
Oh, what do we care? This is Paris, isn't it? And if we weren't here, there might not be any Paris. Come on, honey, let me put my arms around you.
Oh, darling, it's wonderful to see you again.
Oh, no. No, don't say anything, Laura. Just let me hang on to you a second and catch up with my heart.
It's still the same one, isn't it?
How could it be any different?
Well, I didn't know.
Listen, kid. I've still got a tired old wedding ring in my pocket. Been carrying it around ever since that day on back to Springfield for you. What do you say we put it on your finger?
When?
Right now. Won't take us more than an hour or so to get married. We can regret it the rest of our lives.
Oh, George, I can't now. Colonel Blaney's waiting for
me.
Well,
so am I, and I've been waiting longer.
Oh, no, darling, please. Can't we make it tonight?
Sure, when will I pick you up?
Here. I'll meet you right here, 6:30. Can you make it?
Oh, you bet I can. I have everything ready for the time you get there. We'll have a big celebration right after.
Celebration?
Sure, this is a big thing, Laura. We'll have ourselves a real wedding supper, and if I pull the right strings, I think I can get a bottle of milk. I got the milk all right, but I never kept the date. A guy named Von Rundstedt broke it up for me by starting the Battle of the Bulge. 5 o'clock that afternoon, I was on the way to Belgium. I didn't catch up with Laura again till VE Day in London. That time it took. We were married in a little church out toward Kensington. We both got 2-day leaves for our honeymoon. But it wasn't until we were back in New York that I really felt married. There were a few months of that and this.
Darling, I don't want you to leave me.
I won't, baby. I won't ever leave you. Just put your head back and try to hang on. We'll be at the hospital in a minute.
Aren't we there now?
No, honey, but in a minute. They didn't waste any time. Once we got to the hospital, they gave her a transfusion right on the spot. Took me upstairs to type my blood in case she needed another. Then they sat me down under a big clock, and for 2 hours I listened to a tick. Finally, the doctor came out of the operating room, told me something I didn't think I'd ever hear. Oh, it was a miracle. Laura was going to pull through. I couldn't see her just yet, but she was all right.
Easy there. Easy there, son.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Doc. I can't help being excited. This is the biggest news I've ever heard in my life. Laura's okay. And I'm the father of a 7-pound boy.
The Celebrity Club expected a fine performance from you, Mr. O'Brien, and you certainly gave us just that. But we're not going to say goodnight yet. We'd like you to come back after we've heard Margaret Whiting sing to say hello to Jackie Kelp.
Well, I'll be glad to, Mr. Daly. Margaret, what are you going to sing for us?
Well, Pat, I'd like to do a song I recorded and which has just been released by Capitol Records. It's our beloved Jerome Kern's last tune, Love in Vain.
Wonderful.
Wanna be in love, but who wants to be in love in vain? At night you hang around the house and eat your heart out and eyes out and rack your brain. You sit and wonder why anyone as wonderful as he should cause you such misery and pain. I thought that I forbid heaven, but I'm only up a tree, 'cause it's just my luck to be there.
wonder why anyone as wonderful as he should cause you such misery and pain. I thought that I would be in heaven, but I'm only up a tree, 'cause it's just my luck to be in love in vain.
At the middle of every school day comes a very welcome intermission known as lunch hour. Now, lunch hour usually gives Tommy Carter plenty of time to walk 3 blocks home, eat a good hot meal, and return. But today, he seems to be in quite a hurry.
Hey, Mom, is lunch ready yet?
Tommy, for heaven's sake, cool off a minute. You're going to have some ham and sweet potatoes.
Gonna have? Haven't even started yet? Oh, gee, Mom. My softball team is playing Billy Swanson's, and I gotta get back right away.
Well, just relax. I'll have your whole meal on the table by the time you've washed and brushed your hair. I'm fixing you some canned ham and sweet potatoes.
Yes, canned ham and sweet potatoes. A tasty dish all in one can that will be coming your way soon. Along with scores of other fine meat products like canned hamburgers, canned bacon, and many new kinds of canned stews. And the best meat brands will be packed in Continental cans. Those convenient, tamper-proof metal containers hermetically sealed to afford the finest protection known to modern science. During the war, the Continental Can Company helped develop new meat products and new ways of putting up the ones you're already familiar with. So it won't be long before you'll be enjoying a wide variety of wholesome, nutritious, good-to-eat canned meats. Yes, and all the best brands will come in Continental cans.
And now, Mr. O'Brien, here's that young man who's so very anxious to meet you.
How do you do, Mr. O'Brien? My name is Jackie Kelk.
Don't get too close to me, kid. That voice of yours might be contagious.
Oh, thank you, Mr. O'Brien. You know, I'm quite a fan of yours. What kind of pictures have you been making lately?
Talkies. Can I go now?
Oh, please don't go yet. There's something I wanted to ask you.
If you're going to ask me for a pass to the Roxy, I'm afraid I can't help you.
Now, just a second. I don't go around asking for passes to movie houses. If I want to see a picture, I'll go the way I always go. I'll sneak in. What I want to discuss with you is a crime that's been committed.
Oh, wait a minute. My last picture wasn't that bad.
Oh, no, of course not. Why, I read they just gave you a contract to star in 4 new pictures.
Where'd you see that? Under entertainment news?
No, under movie boners.
Say, Jackie, would you like to come back to California with me?
Sure.
Good. I can use your head in my rock garden. Now, what's this crime you wanted to talk to me about?
Well, Mr. O'Brien, last night our house was robbed.
Well, I didn't do it. Last night I was on the Kate Smith show.
Oh, no, no. What I mean is, could you help me find the robber? See, you've played a lot of detective parts, and I hear you're a detective in your next picture, Perilous Holiday.
Did I hear you say that's a Columbia picture?
No, I didn't say that.
I could have sworn I heard you say that Perilous Holiday is a Columbia picture.
But, Mr. O'Brien...
Of course, if you don't want to say it, I can't force you.
All right, Mr. O'Brien. Perilous Holiday is a Columbia picture. And stop twisting my arm.
Now you're talking, Jackie. I'll get busy on your case right away. First, I'll look for clues with this magnifying glass.
Oh, that's fine. Wait a minute. There's something wrong with this magnifying glass.
There is.
Sure. It makes everything look bigger. Well, what do you do after you look for clues?
Well, then I confer with my assistant. In this case, my assistant would be your orchestra leader, Daddy Warbucks.
Mr. O'Brien, his name is Ray Block. Daddy Warbucks is a character in a comic strip.
What do you think he looks like, somebody by Rembrandt?
Now, just a minute, O'Brien. What do you know about detecting? Do you carry a gun?
Do I? Step aside, shiny scalp. I'll show you what a crack shot I am. I'll hit that mess stick on the floor.
Well, now, be careful, Mr. O'Brien. The bullet may ricochet.
Not when I shoot. Watch. I missed. Well, at least I didn't break anything. Well, at least I didn't hurt anybody. Well, at least I didn't get hit.
Well, don't stand there, Mr. Block. Get Mr. O'Brien a Band-Aid. Now, listen, Mr. O'Brien, just how are you going to catch this robber?
I'll use a disguise. That's my specialty. Last week, I was after a suspect in a counterfeiting case. I trailed into a dance hall on Broadway. I had to keep my eye on him, so I disguised myself as a hostess. Danced with all the men. I wore a red dress, a black wig, and gold earrings.
Was this last Saturday night?
Yeah, that's right.
Were you wearing a rose in your hair and green satin shoes?
Yeah, that's right. How do you know?
Give me back my fraternity pin, Gladys.
Well, Jackie, I guess maybe I better stick to being a detective only in pictures. So, goodbye, and it was nice to see you. By the way, what are you going to have on the show next week?
Oh, I was hoping you'd ask me that. Next Saturday night, Miss Carol Landis.
Oh. Ouch. She appeared with me in Secret Command. Jackie, if you're thinking of romancing Carol, I'll give you a little tip. She loves to go dancing.
Dancing? Oh, that's my meat.
And she loves to go to the theater.
The theater? Oh, that's my meat.
And Carol loves to go walking in the park.
Oh, walking in the park. That's my meat.
Oh, by the way, Carol will be coming to New York with her husband.
Husband?
Yeah.
Mr. O'Brien, shake hands with a vegetarian. Good night, folks.
Continental Celebrity Club is produced and directed by Mark Slove. Next week, we'll have an addition to Jackie Kelp, Margaret Whiting, Ray Block, and John Daly, the glamorous Hollywood star, Carol Landis. Be sure to join us then. The Continental Celebrity Club is brought to you by the 25,000 men and women of the Continental Can family, producing for the health, welfare, and happiness of the nation. For the biggest show in town, be sure to listen Saturday night to CBS, beginning with the Helen Hayes Show at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.